Jay's Ag and Turf Center, Jones Chevrolet, and join us for some sweet treats. Sponsored by Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery in Boscobel. Those were the days. Classic rock and roll until the midnight hour, Saturday night, right here.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. It's Republican primary voting day in South Carolina, and Nikki Haley's been reminding voters that the primary is open and has no party registration.
Meaning Democrats and independents who didn't cast their primary ballots on February 3rd would also be eligible to vote for her. Haley hasn't directly called for non-Republicans to vote for her, but her super PAC has.
ABC's M. Nguyen. This is former President Trump still has a commanding lead in the state. Our ABC News Exit preliminary polling showing 72% of South Carolina Republican voters would be satisfied with Trump as the nominee versus 41% satisfied with Haley. Today marks 2 years since Russian tanks rolled into Ukraine. Large rallies in support of Ukraine in many capitals around the world today. An Israeli source telling ABC News that Israel's agreed to an updated framework for a ceasefire in Gaza and hostage deal. Israel waiting for a response from Hamas, which could take a couple of days. This is ABC News. Today marks 2 years since Russia invaded Ukraine. In Kyiv, leaders gathered to mark the occasion, including Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, who said,
"More than ever, we stand firmly by Ukraine, financially, economically, militarily, and most of all, morally."
Zelensky through a translator.
On the second anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion, we yet again prove that despite all the difficulties and challenges, Ukraine will become only stronger and will always be together with its partners in the free world.
An Israeli source telling ABC News that Israel has agreed to an updated framework for ceasefire in Gaza and hostage deal. Plan includes the release of 40 hostages, civilian women, elderly, injured, sick. Up to 400 Palestinian prisoners could be released in this new deal. Israel's waiting for a response from Hamas, which could take a couple of days. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. Partly cloudy and quiet tonight with a low of 29. Partly cloudy to mostly sunny at times tomorrow. It'll be warmer with a high of 54. And partly cloudy and still mild tomorrow night with a low of 29. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northeast at around 5 miles per hour. And it's mostly sunny, or partly sunny, I should say. And our current temperature is 36 degrees.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Today is Saturday, February 24th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Phil Nee, I'm Tim Thede. The number of Wisconsin residents who have received speeding tickets is nearly double the national average. A new report from the insurance comparison shopping website Insurify reports that the Badger State and Ohio each have 7.8% of its drivers reporting at least one speeding violation on their record. Both states are surpassed by only North Dakota at 8.7%. The national average is 4.1%. The website adds that the Wisconsin State Patrol issued 1,100 speeding tickets in 2022, for going more than 100 miles per hour, up from 583 set back in 2019. The Wisconsin State Assembly has approved legislation to bar hunters in northern Wisconsin from killing any does for the next 4 years. The bill is meant to allow the northern herd to build back up after a slower-than-usual hunting season. Department of Natural Resources officials say hunters killed about 15% fewer bucks and nearly 30% fewer does. Under the bill, children 16 years or younger would be allowed to kill a buck or doe, but would only be allowed to kill one. The bill goes to the state Senate next. Thursday, the Wisconsin Assembly passed a bipartisan measure, I should say, to ensure the safety of children. The PRINCE Act aims to address gaps in current requirements for Amber Alerts. The bill is named after Prince McCree, who was reported missing last October. After an Amber Alert requested by Milwaukee police was never issued, the 5-year-old boy's body was found in a Milwaukee dumpster a day later. The new alert would go out for children who cannot return home without help, or if the child is younger than 10. Madison State Representative Sheila Stubbs.
When their safety is endangered, our children deserve to be searched for as immediately and as thoroughly as possible.
The bill was also inspired by the 2022 disappearance of 10-year-old Lily Peters, who went missing in Chippewa Falls and was later found dead. After receiving prior approval by the Wisconsin Senate, the bill now goes to Governor Tony Evers' desk. Applications for the 2024 Specialty Crop Block Grants are due Tuesday by February 27th by 5. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection applications may involve collaborations or partnerships between entities. Eligible projects focus on enhancing the competitiveness of specialty crop industries through research, education, or market development. Typical projects receive between $10,000 and $100,000. That cap will use a competitive review process to select qualified projects. Selected projects will be included in Wisconsin's state plan, which is submitted to the U.S. Department of Agriculture for approval and funding. Projects can receive grant funds for up to 3 years in duration. Eligible project expenses include compensation for personal consultant services, materials, and supplies. Grant information and application materials, including a video detailing the application process, are available on the DATCAP website. WRCO News Time is 5:07. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Research science has changed over the years on how to lose weight and be healthier. Are you eating and exercising the same amount but gaining weight? Do you count calories and are still gaining weight? Is losing weight getting harder as you get older? Simon's Recreation Complex will be hosting a 4-week session that will discuss the building blocks for a healthy lifestyle. Each session will include a time for questions and answers and a 5 to 10 minute meditation. Denise Linz will present current research on how to lose body fat, gain muscle, and reduce stress. Join us on Thursday, February 29th for the first of 4 consecutive Thursday sessions at 3 p.m. or 7 p.m. The session will also be available online with Zoom. Cost for all 4 sessions is only $10. Start today to take back your health. Learn the science behind why we as a society are gaining weight and are less healthy. Knowledge is the key. Call Simon's Recreation Complex at 647-8522 for more information.
Today is Saturday, February 24th. Doris A. Brown, 85, of Blue River, died February 9th at Bosco Bell Care and Rehab. A celebration of life will be held tomorrow from 1 to 4 at Bosco Bell Bowl and Banquet. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Friends of Blue River. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements. Doris A. Brown, 85, of Blue River. Wilmer Edward Pliner, 89, of Richland Center, died Monday after a long and courageous battle with dementia. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will be at the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel tomorrow from 2 to 5. Memorials may be made to the family. Wilmer Edward Pliner, 89, of Richland Center. Robert Rinflish, 77 of Muscadet, died February 12th. Military graveside rites will be held Monday at 1 at the Basswood Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Robert Rinflish, 77 of Muscadet. Lucille L. Gogger, 87 of Endeavor, formerly of Blue River, died Monday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Saturday, March 2nd at noon at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Burial will follow at the Blue River Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church Saturday, March 2nd from 9 until the time of service at noon. Memorial contributions may be made to the Blue River Fire and Rescue. Lucille L. Gogger, 87 of Endeavor, formerly of Blue River. Donald Don Bruce Hubbs, age 74 of Richland Center, died Friday at home. Funeral services are pending with the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Donald Don Bruce Hubbs, age 74 of Richland Center.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I need new wipers.
No problem. How about Bosch Prime Active or Envision?
Get in zone, AutoZone.
I know what you're thinking. Why Bosch Prime Active or Envision? They're both designed to minimize glare for clearer, safer driving.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Okay, great. Do you have any special offers on them?
Right now, you can get a $10 bonus reward when you buy a pair.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply. Offer available to AutoZone Rewards members.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hey, good Saturday to you. I'm meteorologist Alex Winter for WRCO. We'll see partly cloudy skies through the rest of this evening. Temperatures will be falling into the lower 30s as south winds continue at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Now look for variably cloudy skies for tonight. Temperatures only fall off to about 29 degrees with south winds continuing at 7 to 15 miles per hour. Those winds start to turn to the west going into Sunday, but we look to be warmer. Highs reaching to near 54 degrees by the afternoon. Look for partly cloudy skies in the morning, then mostly sunny skies by the afternoon. West winds at 6 to 13 miles per hour. And then we stay partly cloudy going into Sunday night. Temperatures still on the mild side, falling off to only 29. For Monday, mostly sunny, windy, and very warm. High temperatures reaching to near 64 degrees by the afternoon. However, south winds will pick up at 15 to 30 miles per hour throughout the day. We'll stay on the mild side going into Monday night. Under partly cloudy skies, lows only fall back to near 42. And another warm day for our Tuesday, possibly even some record high temperatures. Highs reach to near 65 on Tuesday. However, rain showers and a few thunderstorms may be moving in by the afternoon as we have a very strong cold front making its way through Tuesday evening and Tuesday night. Temperatures plummet to a low near 17 degrees on Tuesday night, falling from a high near 65. So snow showers will become possible Tuesday night and into Wednesday morning. Maybe some light accumulations possible. Otherwise, we do look to stay colder and breezy for Wednesday. Those snow showers coming to an end by the afternoon. Highs only reach to near 29. Staying chilly for Wednesday night. Lows falling down to 12 degrees under partly cloudy skies, but we start to moderate once again going into Thursday. Look for partly cloudy skies on Thursday. Highs near 42 by the afternoon. Staying mild into Thursday night. Lows only fall back to 28. And then mostly sunny, breezy, and even warmer for Friday. Highs reach to 54. I'm meteorologist Alex Winter.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for bill pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly cloudy and 36 degrees after a daytime high of 37 and a morning low of 15. Record high set back in 1958 is 63 degrees, with the record low of 20 below set back in 1889. Last year's high was 23 with a low of 7. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:44 with sunrise tomorrow morning at 6:45. Winds are out of the southeast at around 2 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.88, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 36 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service and the Gattiger Pratt Funeral Home. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Get ready for a striking good time at the Ithaca Lions annual 8-pin tap bowling tournament. Join them Sunday, February 25th with shifts at 11 and 2, just $15 to enter. And guess what? All ages are welcome. Score big with raffle and door prizes. The excitement never ends. Secure your spot by signing up in advance at the Phoenix Center or by calling 649-7469. Lace up those bowling shoes and let the good times roll. The Ithaca Lions, striking up fun for the whole community. See you at the lanes Sunday, February 25th.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Today is the final day of the WIAA State Wrestling Tournament at the Kohl Center in Madison. With more, here's Bill Twining.
The championship finals of the annual State Individual Wrestling Tournament at the Kohl Center in Madison are just a few minutes away. Parade of champions goes at 5:30, and then championship matches wrestled in Divisions 1, 2, and 3 for the boys, and an overall champion in each weight class for the girls. Here's how things have gone for area wrestlers. Richland Center with three at the state tournament. All three will place. Ethan Haiti wrestles for a state title tonight. The junior is at 113 pounds. Earlier, his sister, senior Emma Haiti, placed fourth for the girls. And teammate, senior Teague Perkins, is sixth for the boys. Ithaca Weston, one wrestler in the tournament. Junior Nolan Waldner won his first match on Thursday night, lost twice yesterday, and he is out of the tournament, as is River Valley junior Wyatt Knockreiner, who lost his preliminary round match on Thursday. Riverdale has won in the finals tonight. Sophomore Brody Meese goes for a state title at 126 in Division III. Teammates Grant Matthews has placed third. Riley Wanick sixth for the Chiefs. A freshman Lakota Brewer bowed out on Thursday night. North Crawford Seneca brought one boy, two girls. Darren Grimsley for the boys was knocked out on Thursday night, but both Frankie Groom, a freshman, and Adriana Logue, a sophomore, won their third-place matches and will medal here in the girls' tournament. For Iowa Grand Highlands, seven wrestlers came to state. All seven will place. Elliot Ziva goes for a state championship tonight. He is a senior. teammates Hunter Stevens, Tyson Imhoff, Jackson Bussey, Emerson Moen, and Bodie Brockhoff all won their third-place matches. Freshman Brock Hinderman took fourth for Iowa Grant Highland. Mineral Point has three in the finals. Delia Collins for the girls. Both Rowan Carey and Cade Rule for the boys. Freshman Elliot Tight lost his opening round match on Thursday and was eliminated. Dodgeville has five wrestlers here at state. Ava Lord for the girls. I saw her tournament come to a close yesterday. While Shane Rashawn, Hawken Peterson, Charlie Might, and Reed Spurley are all in the state finals tonight. Peterson won a state title a year ago. Both Charlie Might and Reed Spurley are two-time state champs for Dodgeville. Kickapoola Fire Youth Initiative had one wrestler here, senior Johnny Babel for the girls. Her tournament is done. Parker Milson of Cashton, Seth Greeno of DeSoto both bowed out without placing. Gunnar Wopat of Royal Wantiwak Center won his fifth place match and will medal here at state, as will Reed Sawyer of New Lisbon, who placed fourth. Teammate Alexander Radovich of the Rockets failed to place for New Lisbon. Pecatonica Argyle with two wrestlers here. Aiden Grunenfelder is in the finals tonight looking for a state title. Teammate Lucas Orloff has already placed third. Darlington Blackhawks brought five wrestlers to state. Owen Seffrud is in the state finals. Braylon Goble, his brother Maddox, have already placed third for Darlington Blackhawks. Ethan Arid has a fourth-place medal, and Ross Chris also placed fourth. Wisconsin Dells is represented by Nick Ersland. He won his fifth-place match and medals here at state. Mauston Nakusa, Espen Swears goes for a state title this evening. Drake Gaza has already placed fourth, and Hayden Gillen fifth for Mauston Nakusa. Prairie du Chien came to state with a total of seven wrestlers. Five have already placed. The tournament is over for Prairie du Chien. Drew Hurd and Blake Carey both placed third. Jeremiah Avery was fifth. Drake Hingeman, Jack Simmons each sixth. Been a good tournament for Fenimore. They will have three going for state championships tonight for the boys. Evan Gratz, Kristen Stelt, and Ian Trapp. Rachel Schauer is in the state finals for the girls, where Brooklyn Lull has already placed fifth. Also for Fenimore, Wyatt Annan is third, Sider Zansevic fourth. Their tournament's complete, as is that of Nathan Blaske, who failed to play. Belmont Platteville has Kaylee Davis in the finals for the girls. Dylan Weigel failed to place for Belmont Platteville. Wesley plays Kylie Klum sixth in the girls' tournament, while Marissa Klum for the girls and Jaden Geyer for the boys failed to place. Brittany Pesci of River Ridge is a third-place medal winner for the girls, while Maddie Zuby of Viroqua failed to play. Tonight, Connor Mirasola of West Bend West, Coy Hopke of Amory, and Dawson Johnson of Cumberland have chances to become four-time state titleists. Cole Mirasola of West Bend West, Wyatt Duchateau of Arrowhead, Charlie Might of Dodgeville, and Reed Spurley of Dodgeville, and Danny Heiser of Evansville, all shooting for their third state title, and also Koji Campbell of Kenosha St. Joseph shoots for his third. Couple of brother-sister combinations, Tyson and Maddie Peach of Milton, Lucas and Ava Peters of Pulaski are all in the state finals, one for the boys, one for the girls. Also, Angie Bianchi of Two Rivers shoots for a state title. She's had three brothers as state champions. And Taylor Whiting of Lena shoots for her second state title. Her brother, Clayton, was a four state champion for Ocado Falls. State championships straight ahead here in WRCO. For WRCO Sports and David Wermond, I'm Bill Twiner.
Thanks, Bill. And just this information we wanted to pass along, the Richland Center Boosters Club will be welcoming home the Richland Center State Wrestlers tonight at 10 at the corner of Main and Seminary Streets. Everyone is invited to attend. You are encouraged to bring signs and show your support. More information can be found on the Richland Center High School School Athletic Boosters Club's Facebook page. And in high school basketball, the girls' tournament continues tonight. In fact, it's the regional finals, and teams that will be playing tonight to advance on to sectional action include Highland at Pecatonica, Belmont at Wauzeka-Steuben, Cochrane Fountain City will be hosting Cashton. It will be Independence Gilmanton at Royal. In Division 4, we have three games that will be going on from the area. First of all, it will be Mineral Point at Cuba City. New Glarus will be hosting Broadhead, and Bangor will be at Westfield. And in Division 3, Prairie du Chien will be at Edgewood. Also in Division 3, Platteville will be hosting Platteville will be at Edgerton. Altoona will be at Aquinas, and Elkmound will be hosting Wisconsin Dells. And in Division 2, it's going to be Reedsburg at West Salem, and Onalaska will be hosting DeForest. Tip-off time for all those games tonight will be at 7. In Big Ten men's basketball action today, number 12 Illinois beat Iowa by a score of 95-85, and it was Penn State over Indiana by a score of 83-74. There was spring training action today. Actually, the Milwaukee Brewers played their first spring training game, and it was successful against the Padres as they won by a final score of 11-7. Other scores around the majors in spring training: the Marlins beat the Cardinals 98-9-8. It was the Braves over the Rays 6-5. The Yankees and the Tigers had a slugfest. It was the Yankees 22 and the Tigers 10. The Orioles beat the Red Sox 4-3. The Twins defeated the Pirates 5-3. It was the Phillies and the Blue Jays in another slugfest. The Phillies won by a score of 14-13 in that contest. The Cardinals beat the Mets 10-5. It was the Royals over the Rangers by a score of 5-4. The Rockies beat the Athletics 5-1. And the Cubs beat the Giants 8-4. Also, the Reds defeated the Guardians 4-0. And the Mariners lost to the White Sox 8-7. And we have a couple more that we got to pass along to you. The White Sox defeated the Mariners 8-7. It was, as I said earlier, the Brewers against the Padres. The Brewers beat the Padres 11-7. And the Diamondbacks beat the Rockies 6-2. And the Dodgers and Angels ended up in a tie. And one more game that's got to be played today is the Nationals hosting the Astros. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 33 points and 13 rebounds to help the Milwaukee Bucks surge out of the All-Star break with a 112-107 victory over the Minnesota Timberwolves. Minnesota dropped into a tie with Oklahoma City for the Western Conference lead at 39-17. Anthony Edwards made three three-pointers in the final 1 minute and 58 seconds to give the Wolves a last late chance. But Damian Lillard iced it for the Bucks with a 21-footer with 10.3 seconds left. Lillard had 21 points, 10 assists, and 9 rebounds to overshadow an 8-for-23 shooting night and help the Bucks improve to 4-7 under new coach Doc Rivers. And the Philadelphia 76ers are set for familiar faces. Doc Rivers and Patrick Beverley will be returning Sunday with the Bucks. Rivers is back in Philly after his penchant for playoff collapses and second-round exits cost him his job at the end of last season. The 76ers fired Rivers following a third straight exit in the second round of the playoffs, and the second time over that span he lost a series lead and a game 7. The Sixers have their own issues. They are 7-15 this season without injured reigning NBA MVP Joel Embiid. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thied.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
The Wisconsin Farm Center is available to answer questions and connect farmers to resources. The team works to support Wisconsin's agriculture economy. Farmers needing a welcoming ear to talk to, please call the 24/7 Wisconsin Farmer Wellness Hotline at 1-888-901-2558. This message in support of farm families is a service of Riverdale Veterinary Clinic, a full-service veterinary clinic dedicated to the health and well-being of your large and small animals. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola has provided competitive livestock prices since 1963. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, give Darren, Cole, or Jim a call today. Lime Ridge Ag was established in 1986 to provide livestock feed and nutritional services, Rob Seco seed, and grain storage equipment. And Southwest Tech, agriculture is filled with opportunities. Check out your options at swtc.edu/ag. Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Welcome to State Tournament Wrestling on WRCO-FM 100.9 and live online at WRCO.com. We are proud to share play-by-play coverage of local wrestlers competing at the state level, as we have for many years. We now join Bill Twining and Dave Wermond live from Madison for State Wrestling on WRCO Radio.
The applause you hear was not for the introduction of David Wermond and myself, but a young lady from Holman High School. I assume that was a senior, sang the national anthem here at the Cole Center, David, and I have not heard too many versions better than that.
No, she did a very nice job.
The March of Champions has been completed. The wrestlers have proceeded to their mat that they'll be toiling at which they'll be toiling. Let's get that correct. Now, let's not end the sentence with a preposition.
Okay.
And we're just about ready. They're going to bring up the lights and have the wrestlers shake hands, and we'll get going. There's the format tonight, David. The Division One wrestlers will be on the mat to our far right. And then the girls will be wrestling on mat number two. The Division Two boys will be on mat number three. And the Division Three boys will be on mat number four. Don't ask me why they arranged it that way. They didn't ask me, nor did they ask you.
No, I would have preferred it one-on-one, two-on-two, three-on-three, and the girls on four, but that's fine.
We weren't consulted, but we'll figure it out. We should have a great night here and look forward especially to the area wrestlers who will be going for state titles, in particular Ethan Hady of Richland Center, Brody Meese of Riverdale, the Mineral Point trio of Rowan Carey, Cade Rule, and Delia Collins. Also going for state titles, Shane Rashan, Hawken Peterson, Charlie Might, and Reed Spurley of Dodgeville, Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle, Owen Sefru of Darlington Blackhawk, Espen Swears of Mauston Meseta, a trio from Fenimore, Evan Gratz, Kristen Sells, and Ian Trapp. Also, Rachel Schauer shoots for a title for the Fenimore girls. We have all those wrestlers that we'll be keeping an eye on tonight. And then, of course, history could be made, as there's a chance that there will be three four-time state champions added to that prestigious list that began years ago with a young man named Matt Panucci from Pittsville High School. He was the first, could have been, Matt Dressel of Johnson Creek the year before, but a certain more from Riverdale prevented that from happening when Corey Jorgensen beat Matt Dressel in Dressel's attempt to become the state's first four-time state champion. The officials for this tournament are being introduced to the crowd. We've been watching them all weekend. They include a number from our particular area of the state: Matt Boyer of Baraboo, Scott Brookman of Toma, Adam Guthrie of Bloomington, Ryan McGuire of Pittsburgh, Mike Nicolotti of Stoddard, Matt Franchinski of Arcata, Jason Benrood of Prepolo. We're used to seeing these guys all year long, and we catch up with some of the other ones from time to time at some of the bigger tournaments. They certainly know their stuff, David Wermond, and we need more officials, that's for sure.
We certainly do. You know, the whole weekend they advertised it throughout the tournament on the big Jumbotron, looking for officials.
Not just for wrestling, but
no,
sports officials in general.
All sports. And another thing they keep mentioning and bringing up is the way fans treat officials. And that's I know that's a problem that the WIA has been concerned with. It's forcing people not to want to officiate. And hopefully we don't have any of that tonight, and that starts going in the right direction.
We appreciate the work that they provide and appreciate their expertise. David and I have done research over the course of the last 10 years of working together. Has it been 10 now?
I think I checked the other day. I don't remember, but it's real close to 10.
Okay. And we'll try to keep you posted as far as championships won by wrestlers from area schools. We've got lists, and we probably won't try not to miss anybody. And we just wish all the area kids the best as they attempt to add their names to those respective lists. We won't, they're just going to proceed, I believe, from weight to weight to weight on each particular mat. And for the girls, their weight classes are somewhat different from the boys. So whereas the boys in Divisions 1, 2, and 3 will start with the 106-pound weight class, the girls on mat number 2 will be the 100-pound weight class.
Yeah, my assumption is just when they get down to the end, the girls only have 12 weight classes. The boys have 14, so they'll just have an open mat when they get to the end. I would think.
Wrestling for the girls at 100 pounds, Brooke Corrigan of De Pere. She won this same weight class a year ago, looking for her second straight title. She is the top seed and goes against number 2 seed, Ava Gardner of Marshfield, in the championship. Gardner was third a year ago in this weight class that has already seen Cora Yauch of Milton place fifth, and sophomore Kylie Klum of Westby place sixth in the 100-pound weight class. In Division One, going for the state championship, William DeShimon of Wilmot. He is a freshman with a 50-0 record. His opponent, another freshman, Andy DiPiazza of Kaukauna. And, of course, Kaukauna coached by Terry Manning. He's been associated with that young man for a long time. Division 2 at 106, Shane Rashawn of Dodgeville, the top seed against number 2 seed Weston Ingham of Amory. And at 106 pounds of Division 3, the top seed is Aiden Grunenfelder, a state runner a year ago. He is 52-1. And his opponent, sophomore Blake Underwood of Marathon, 53-1. David, have a preference here?
I think we'll do Division 3.
Okay.
Aiden Grunenfelder, but we will keep an eye on Shane Rashawn, the freshman from Dodgeville, also, as we have a run of Dodgeville kids to start the day here, or start the evening. But you had mentioned earlier about how the seeding came about in 1 versus 2 in this whole tournament, and ironically, this first round is all 1 versus 2s.
Yep. In fact, of the 54 different weight classes between the four divisions, there are a total of 34 matchups between 1 and 2. So the seeding committee, whoever was on that committee, did a pretty good job.
All right, didn't they? Yes, they did. So Aiden Grunenfelder is the number 1 seed. Blake Underwood is the number 2 seed here in Division 3. 106-pound championship match. We're 30 seconds into the match.
Underwood is the son of 4-time state champion Craig Underwood, who then was in the Athens school district.
First attempt at a takedown is by Underwood as he's down underneath through the legs of Grunenfelder, and he's hanging on, hoping to not give up a takedown here, maybe get a stalemate if at all possible. He's hanging on to an ankle, and there's a stalemate by the official Mike Nicolotti. 1:05 on the clock as they reset on their feet. Shane Rashawn and Weston Ingham are tied 2-2.
Rashawn had the initial takedown. Ingham has reversed him. That's 2-2 with a minute to go in period number 1.
Just under a minute in Division 3, 1:06. Sees no score on the board. Both guys sizing each other up here. We've watched these guys all weekend here as Aiden Grunefelder on his path to the championship match. Gets his first win on Friday afternoon, 325-10 over Parker Milzna of Cashin. And he moves on and defeats Regan Roy. And that gets him to this match here facing Blake Underwood. Brooke Corrigan of DePere is out there with 2-0 lead in the girls' 100-pound championship match over Ava Gardner of Marshfield. It's about 10 seconds to go here in this Division III match. Looks like we're going to get into the second period with no score on the board, so Nicolotti will flip the disc. I believe it comes up red, which is Underwood's choice. He deferred, and Grunefelder takes down.
Shane Rashawn of Dodgeville scored an escape in the closing moments of period number one, so he has a 3-2 lead now as they start period two.
Grunefelder works his way up to his feet as Underwood takes that arm and tries to break him down, but Grunefelder is able to stay up on 2 feet. Now he's trying to clear the hand as Underwood just releases him. First points on the board go to Aiden Grunefelder of Pecatonica Argyle.
He was unbeaten going into the state finals last year and suffered his only loss on this championship match.
Looks like we're nearing a pin there for the girls. See who that is on top. 1 minute to go in Division III here.
That is Corrigan of DePere. Earlier, I misspoke. I said Terry Manning was the coach of Kakana. It's Jeff Matzik, the coach of Kakana. Manning is the Pulaski. We'll see him before long also on the Division I now.
Under a minute here at Grunefelder Underwood match. We'll go off the edge of the match. They'll have to get reset. Looking for takedowns. Both wrestlers on their feet. 40 seconds to go in period number two. There's the attempt at a double leg for Underwood. Grunefelder tried to come around. He's grabbing that ankle again. Head pressure down, hips down hard. Making it hard for Underwood to get his hips under him. Now Grunefelder's got him flattened right out. Trying to bring that leg around. He can hook, trying to hook that leg. Underwood is hanging on. Grunefelder's hanging on the ankle. Now he's trying to hook that leg again, but he can't quite get it hooked. He's going to run out of time, and Underwood's going to hang on there. But we are going to have a stalemate with 5 seconds left in the period. We'll finish this 5 seconds out here on their feet as Underwood's got to adjust his headgear. Can't get it snapped. There he goes. Now he's set. Official blows the whistle, and they're going to run the last 5 seconds off here. Going into period three, Aiden Grunefelder still holds a 1-0 lead.
Division one right now belongs to William DeShemin. He has a 4-1 lead over Andy DiPiazza of Kakana. And that girls' match, Ava Gardner, the number two seed, is taking it to Brooke Corrigan of DePere. He's put up a big 12 on the board, lead 12-3 after two periods.
Starting this third period here. As Grunefelder is on the top side now. Underwood chose to take bottom. Underwood is working his way up to his feet. Grunefelder tries to lift and return him to the mat, but he's just struggling to do that. So he drops down to a double leg, takes him back to the mat, works up, gets the hand control there. Working that wrist underneath. Good pressure on the hips again, making it real difficult for Underwood just to stay to his knees. Now, Grunefelder tries to do a roll there, a two-on-one tight waist roll, looking for some near fall, but Underwood did a nice job stopping that, not letting those shoulders get exposed to the mat. Center's content here just to ride this out. He's just under a minute to go in the match with a 1-0 lead. Got to continue to be aggressive, no stalling calls yet. Trying to get that hip turned over with a leg glide. Looking on, now he's got the arm bar, trying to get the double arm bar, it looks like. He's on the edge of the mat there, and he's trying to pull Underwood on a little bit. He doesn't want to go off. He wants to stay right where he's at, burn as much clock as he can. He's down to 35 seconds. Underwood works his way up. Now, Grinnenfelder's just going to walk him off the mat since Underwood is able to get to his feet there. Vestoff just to walk off the mat. 31 seconds to go here in this match. 106-pound Division III first-place match. Underwood, again, having trouble with that headgear, but he gets it snapped up now. All four of our matches are real close in time to end here. Seconds to go for Grunenfelder and Underwood. Grunenfelder slips that leg right in, working the power after, stretches out Underwood, gets him flattened out. 8 seconds to go here, and looking like Aiden Grunenfelder is going to win his Division III 106-pound match by a score of 1-7. Division I belongs to William DeShemin. 6-3 was the final there. Freshman from Wilmot Union over freshman Andy DiPiazza of Kapana. Division II, a big win for the number 2 seed Ava Gardner of Marshfield. 17-4 over the top seed Brooke Corrigan. And Dodgeville's first of four on the championship mat is successful. That's a 4-2 win for freshman Shane Lashon of Dodgeville. Shane completes a season of 54-1. Aiden Grunenfelder is 53-1. Congratulations to those two in particular from our area of the state. Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonic and Argyle, Shane Lashon of Dodgeville. We'll be back with more in a moment. Take a break. Championship finals of the state wrestling tournament from Madison. This is State Tournament Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Looking to make your next major career move and find a place to call home? Look no further. Rockwell Automation is hiring primarily second shift assemblers and material handlers in Richland Center with the ability to move up and advance your skills with ample growth opportunities. What could be better? If you're looking for a traditional work week, predictable and stable work schedules, and an environment that's clean, comfortable, and friendly, and let's not forget about the amazing benefits that begin on day one, Rockwell Automation might be the place for you. Learn more and apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center.
The best in high school sports in Southwest Wisconsin. WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
The opponents for the next championship weight classes are ready to go. In the girls' 107-pound weight class, it's the top seed, Taylor Whiting, a sophomore from Lena, 11-0, against sophomore Ava Peters of Takana. Well, the second seed in the previous weight class was named Ava. She pulled off a big win. We'll see if Ava Peters can follow in Ava Gardner's footsteps. Ava Peters of Takana, 18-0. The boys' 113-pound weight class will be showcased on the other three mats in Division I. Ethan Bast of West Bend West, a junior, 54-4, takes on Brayton Casey of Menominee, a senior at 50-6. They're the top two seeds in Division I. In Division II, top two seeds, Hawken Peterson of Dodgeville, unbeaten, defending state champion at 45-0, takes on junior Ethan Hady of Richland Center. He's a junior at 39-9. And in Division III, Numbers 1 and 2 again. Both of these two have won state championships. Jake Fitzpatrick of Aquinas, the top seed 2 years ago. He's a senior at 42-0. And Drew Dolphin of Kenosha Christian Life, the defending state champion. He also is a senior at 41-1. I'll bet I know which match you're going to call in this one, David.
We're going to go to Matt 3, Division 2, 113 pounds. Hawkins Peterson, as you mentioned, seated number 1. Ethan Haney of Richmond Center, seated number 2. Should be a good match here. Another good match we'll keep an eye on is Jake Fitzpatrick of Aquinas, as they're in our sectional that we cover, and Drew Dolphin from Kenosha Christian Life. I'm just out there announcing each mat individually. As soon as they get everything, all four announced, that's when the officials will bring them out. As they're doing right now, we have Matt Boyer from Baraboo doing this match. He's the head official down there. Scott Brookman from the Toma area. He's what they call the AR, the assistant referee. We call them officials. Guess that would be an AO then. Austin Peterson is down in on a single leg takedown as he gets a dump there on Ethan Haney. Working to get Ethan on his back as Ethan got a little bit off balance there and ended up on his backside, and Hawken took advantage of it as he got the near fall, but he's going to let Ethan go. That's the first time I believe I've seen those uniforms for Richland Center. Championship white says Hornets across the back.
Yeah, nice.
Very nice.
Sharp. And look at how sharp those coaches look.
Yeah.
Coach Coleman, Coach Seat.
So a big lead here, 7-1 for Peterson of Dodgeville. 1 minute to go in the first period. He gives up the escape to Haney. And he's got to get a good tie here and slow it down. We're going to have an official timeout. Not sure what happened there. Somebody got poked in the eye or... And Ethan makes a nice deep shot on a low single, trying to get his hips underneath him and finish it, hanging onto that ankle, and Peterson's doing the same thing. Peterson's got his hip down on the mat. Now he's working his way up as Ethan needs to keep his hip up off the mat. Here's the attempt at a jump over for Peterson, as now he's trying to come through the leg. Ethan's just hanging on, hoping for a stalemate, which he does get that with 27 seconds go in this first period. Meanwhile, Jake Fitzpatrick, Dolphin, they had a tie 4-4, 18 seconds to go. Now we have a, looks like maybe a blood or a cleanup or something here on Division 2. So we'll jump over and see Fitzpatrick and Dolphin, as Fitzpatrick added 3 to his. He got the escape, and then he turns around and gets the takedown right before the end of the period, so he's up now 7-4.
Aiden Grunefelder of Secotonica Argyle is just the second state champion wrestler for that team. Not sure if Aiden goes to Pecatonica or Argyle, but the only other champion is from Pecatonica, and that is Gene Spellman, 2 years in a row, 1980 and 81. It's been 43 years since the state champ wrestler from that school has been crowned.
Another takedown there for Fitzpatrick as he jumps out to a 5-point lead, 9-4. Now it looks like we're ready to go back to action on Division 3. Excuse me, Division 2. See, I messed up. Matt 3, Division 2.
That does it.
It does it. We're done. Hawken works for another takedown, and Ethan's trying to counter it, trying to do a switch here, hanging on again to something. Get a good scramble here, trying to stay in control, but he's going to lose his block, and he gives up that takedown. Now it's a 9-2 lead right at the end of the period. Patrick, meanwhile, is up 9-4 in his match midway through the second period.
By the way, Shane Rashawn is Dodgeville's first state champion since last year. when they crowned three of them, Hawken Peterson, Charlie Might, and Reed Spurley, and they're all going to get a chance to do it again in just a few minutes.
Well, Hawken's out to a six-point lead here, 9-3. And as they work off the edge of the mat, they'll have to reset. Get back to the middle, and Hawken makes the attempt. He backs out. Ethan does a reshot. Both guys just head-to-head here, trying to run a front headlock. Maybe it's Peterson. And Ethan's trying to get an ankle here, trying to reach through, but he doesn't get it. And Peterson gets the hip down, gets the takedown. Now he turns to face him, gives up the escape. 11-4 now for Peterson. There's another attempt for Peterson at the edge of the mat. Ethan's trying to do a wizard. He tries to go down underneath, tries a big move. Match like this, you can't be afraid to try something. You're down by seven. Get a big move here. Maybe get something going for yourself. 1 minute to go here in the second period. A little far away there for the shot, as Peterson's going to get himself another takedown, and he does a release. 13-5 in favor of Hawken Peterson of Dodgeville. Peterson again down in on a deep single leg. Tried again, come through the leg. And Ethan is just trying to hold on to something, not give up any more points here. Going to get the stalemate here with 30 seconds left. In the 30 seconds left in the second period. Ethan still continues to be aggressive, but Peterson is just too quick. He gets another takedown. Now he's looking for a pin. With about 12 seconds to go in the second period. Ethan's doing a good job trying to get to his side here, keep that right shoulder up, and he's going to hold out here. It's going to be an 18-5 lead for Peterson, up by 13. We're going to have neutral decision for Peterson as a takedown for Peterson will get him a tech fall. Meanwhile, Ethan still continues to be aggressive. He's working some head taps and ties here. Not going to just make it that easy for Peterson, but Peterson does get the takedown and the tech fall at 2 minutes and 20 seconds, 20-5, 4 minutes and 20 seconds. 4 minutes, I'm sorry, third period. Congratulations to Hawken Peterson, his second state title, and Dodgeville has two champions already here in the first two weight classes. Looks like Taylor Whiting has prevailed. She wins her second title in a row. Her brother was a four-time state champ for Otato Falls. Taylor Whiting scores a 3-2 win over Ava Peters of Pocona. Congratulations there. Jake Fitzpatrick is a few seconds away from his second state title. The senior from Aquinas will complete a 43-0 season with a 13-6 victory over Drew Dolphin of Kenosha Christian Life, himself a defending state champion. Division 1 comes to an end. Also, Ethan Bass of West Bend West gets a 9-1 victory as he defeats Brayton Casey from Menominee.
West Bend West, the team that Ethan Bass wrestles for, also has the Mirasola brothers at the top of the lineup. I'd like to have a state champ in the lightweight and a state champ in the heavyweight. Well, they're kind of used to it there.
Yeah.
The champions recently crowned Taylor Whiting of Lena at 107 for the girls. And at 113 for the boys, Ethan Bass of West Bend West, Hawken Peterson of Dodgeville, and Jake Fitzpatrick of Aquinas. We'll take a break. Be back with more in a moment. This is State Tournament Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Archie Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction, design, delivery, and more. Archie Lumber has it covered, literally, from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Archie Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Archie Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game.